gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious to God. It's how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. So what if this week I spend as much time working on my character as I do my appearance? If I do, I'll look better inside and out. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
50 years from the year it closed in 1968, the Mount Vernon Theater reopens. This historic event will be marked with a Friends of Tuckabatchee performance entitled Dear Mama, Letters and Music of World War II. Showtimes are at 7 p.m. Friday, January 19th and Saturday, January 20th, with a Sunday, January 21st matinee at 2 p.m. that will include a special reception for our nation's military veterans. Tickets are $15 online at MountVernonTheater.net.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The Montgomery Police Department released its 2017 crime statistics. Overall, crime in the capital city down, but violent crime was up 1.58%. Criminal homicides and aggravated assaults showed an increase. Aggravated assaults tracks the number of shots fired into cars and occupied dwellings. Winter weather advisory in effect for Alabama today. Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency ahead of the potential severe weather. Possibility for ice and snow starting late this afternoon and into Wednesday. Get the Rich Thomas Weather app downloaded at the App Store and keep listening to this Blue Water radio station throughout the day into tomorrow for weather updates from the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Now, if you need a place to shelter, Beulah Baptist Church, 3703 Rosa Parks Avenue, will be available at 5 p.m. today. They also need volunteers for the center this evening. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Travel is not a good idea this morning. The roads are still hazardous in many areas. Now the big story becomes the cold. Single-digit wind chill factors. Windy, very cold day today with a high temperature barely up to about 33. Northwest winds 15 to 22 miles per hour make it seem colder. Tonight, the winds die down. Clear, very cold. Overnight low 18. Tomorrow, mid-40s for a high. Sunshine, low 20s again tomorrow night. Then on Friday, a little better with a high in the low 50s. Please stay off the roads. Get our weather app on your phone as well. It'll help you out during this weather situation. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in the news review, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. The original purple one. Don't tell Joey I said that. 272-9228.
That cross-town traffic right now is treacherous out there.
We had a state trooper call in this morning and say that 65 North from exit 186 onward was shut down because it was impassable.
Oh, yeah, I was...
Which part is shut down?
65 north
from exit 186 north was impassable.
Yeah.
They called this morning and told us that.
And what I was saying, if I got cut off, they were shutting off 65 south at Fairview Avenue, directing all southbound traffic off. I couldn't get on to 85. I don't know what the deal was there. 85 was shut off at the interchange, 65 north turning on to 85. I had to go down through downtown, which is extremely treacherous.
That is what Montgomery's traffic map looks like.
Yeah, it looks like they're starting to shut down pretty much all the main thoroughfares.
Thanks for turning my mic back on. I brought a change of clothes, brought a pillow, brought a blanket, dry shampoo.
It looks like you're going to need it. What is dry shampoo?
What is dry shampoo?
Oh, that's all the rave now. That's what the women use.
Dry shampoo?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, one of my daughters got in trouble or got...
Stop flicking your hair.
...picked on. Well, I don't have that problem. But now, because she had been like a whole week without washing her hair, she's like, I'm using dry shampoo. It's like, but no, I mean,
you know, I don't think you're supposed to go a week, but like, so, like, I have to wash my hair every day. Or if I use dry shampoo, like, I can buy a day on it. Because it absorbs the oils and freshens up your hair. It's actually a little easier to style and stuff, too.
Do you rinse it out?
No, it's dry shampoo. You spray it in, like, you hold it, like, 6 inches away from your roots.
What are you spraying?
What do you mean when you spray
it? Is it wet or dry?
It's dry. Dry shampoo.
Did you miss the first part?
I understand,
of
but
the name
then you
of this
said
product?
Spray, and I got very confused because I don't spray dry stuff.
No, you spray it like you hold it like 6 inches away from your roots.
So it's like a propelled powder,
and then you like brush it through, and bing, bang, boom, it's done. And it's really great for people who color their hair too, because you're washing your hair less, which means you can maintain your color longer.
That's what I use. And look how glorious my
look
flowing
at that
mane.
Lock.
You've got a nice mane there, my friend. It's a good-looking coif. I don't use dry shampoo, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, our call order has changed.
It has. Crawled in.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm glad y'all playing some of that music to karaoke by Crosstown Traffic.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Love it.
Hey, before you, you have any calls this time of year where you get folks who have heat pumps locking out?
Yeah, I mean, from time to time.
Yeah, you hadn't had anything this morning, have you?
No, I actually haven't.
I had mine. Mine would do that a couple of times, but only when it rained. And I found out that all you got to do is go in there and throw that master cutoff for about a half a minute.
Yeah.
And it'll reset it.
That's correct. Most lockout circuits will do that if it's not a manual reset, which would generally only be on a high pressure fault that you're not going to have this time of year unless you got a stopped up filter or a bad indoor fan motor. But yeah, generally, if you have any type of lockout code, if you kill power, it automatically resets the circuit board.
I just was saying that in case anybody has that happen and they're listening. That's a first thing to try.
Well, and you always, if you do have a heat pump, it's just a public service announcement. There's a little switch on your thermostat that says emergency heat. Throw it on emergency heat, and that'll turn your heat strips on. And so that way you do have a source of heat.
Right.
Possibly if it's a condenser problem.
Well, I'm liking the I'm liking the looks of it out here. But I just want folks to keep in mind there's a lot of folks who would rather have their home health care come out today and can't.
I understand that.
Yeah. You think it's going to be drivable tomorrow, you guys?
I would really stay close to the radio for that because it's not going to get past freezing today, and with people driving on top of it and little bits melting and then refreezing and so on and so forth.
It's going to need to be dry by 4 o'clock if it's going to be passable.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
And that's what's concerning to me. I mean, coming through, you can see different patches where the sun is melting, you know, the snow. I mean, you have radiant heat plus sensible temperature.
Yeah.
And it refreezes into
exactly
sheet
right.
ice.
And as it melts and gravity will make it run down, once it puddles, it's going to refreeze because it is still, 17 degrees outside?
Wow.
And that's pretty that's like sticking your head in your freezer at the house. So,
Baron, I got a radio request that you can save for tomorrow if you want.
What's that?
Have you ever heard the Gopher Mambo by Suma? I can't remember her name. Suma, I think. Gopher Mambo is the name of it. It's
No, but I'm surely interested in something called the Gopher Mambo.
I think you'd like it. It's kind of an earwig tune.
All right.
It gets stuck in your head. You
know? I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Be quiet over there, 84.
No, I thought of something I'm not going to say on the air.
Well most of the stuff he thinks of needs to be pre-screened.
Definitely.
I'll tell you this, it was so funny, I tickled my own self.
Most of the stuff he thinks about, he'll say during the break, say, can I say this on air? And about 80% of the time, the answer is no, buddy, you can't, I'm sorry.
For somebody who knows so much about the Old and New Testament, he's rather demented.
I'm an interesting cat, Crawdad. I'm an interesting cat.
When you were a little boy, did your mama tell you about once a month that she needed to rub your head down with cornstarch?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay, we'll save that for another day.
Okay.
Oh, my gracious.
I think what she was doing was inventing dry shampoo.
That may have been it. You know, people didn't used to shampoo their hair but once a week at most.
Well, it depends on your hair type.
No, no. I'm talking everybody.
No, well,
this daily shampoo thing, this is a gimmick. This is
no,
a scheme.
It's, okay, it's not a gimmick.
It is.
There's not everybody has to wash their hair every day.
Nobody does.
And if I do, or otherwise, like, you could drill oil from my hair. I have to wash my hair every
Turn
day.
Turn a cake pan upside down on top of the mane and grease it up.
I mean, it's just like somebody ran their fingers with Crisco covered in it through my hair. Have to.
Well, but if you didn't wash it for a month, your balance would balance out, and you could go back to doing it once a week.
You're crazy.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
I've had this hair on my head for 32 years. I know what I'm talking about.
Does my
about.
Hair look nasty?
You know what?
Yes.
I'm not even talking to you right now.
A serious question. My hair look nasty?
No.
You know the last time I shampooed my hair
We have different styles of hair. We have different chemical things going on. Shut up!
Because I think you'd be stunned if you knew the last time I washed my hair.
I'm going to start throwing things at you. Like,
you know, and I used to have to wash it every day, or it'd be so greasy you could grease a cake pan with it.
No, I don't believe you. Don't talk to me anymore.
You know the last time I put shampoo on my hair?
1997.
Nope, 96.
96. You had a little mane when I met you back in the late 90s.
Y'all, there is a picture of Lauren and I in Sydney when Sid was... She was less than a year old. She was about a year. She was sitting up, age, great. Oh, I've got it. Well, I don't have a wallet with me. But a friend of ours came to the house one night, and then they didn't know me back then. And they looked up at the picture and said, I didn't know Lauren had a brother. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, that dude in that picture. I was like, that's me, fool. He was like, ooh.
Were you clean shaven and had hair? Appreciate your call, Crawdad. Ricardo. Hello? Ricardo going once, twice, three times? Must be in the tartar sauce aisle in Walmart. She was a backup singer for RCA.
I'm sorry, what?
She was a backup singer for RCA. She got a node or a cyst on her vocal cords. They had to have surgery, and it tore up her vocal cords. The doctor said she would eventually sing again, but the best thing she would need to do, it would sound rough at first, but she would need to sing for many, many hours every single day to exercise those vocal cords. So RCA didn't want to lose her as a backup talent. They let her record an album as a gift to her for her recovery, and she went on. The album took off. And you know her as Bonnie Tyler. This is that album.
Is this Casey Kasem we're sitting with?
I mean, you see how proud he is right now?
He's been listening to the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
I'm a good student.
His face, did you see it? That smile, he couldn't talk without smiling. He's so proud of himself right now.
That was the most fun I've ever had on the radio.
That's fantastic. He's been sitting at home for a week coming up with that.
I've been taking notes every morning at 6:30 to the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Smoke steaming off my pencil.
You're a very special person.
Appreciate it, Rich. Dr. Thomas. to those of us students out there listening every day. We'll be back.
Until your arms break, then he lets you die.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Baron Coleman from News and Views. Nothing makes me more upset in life than knowing that people in our listening audience have not yet picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage wants to save you money. They exist to save you money. The only reason Alabama Home Mortgage is on this earth is to save our listening audience money. They want to, they want to, they want to, and there are people out there who have still not picked up the phone and called 567-4223 and asked for Kim Williams and said, please, can I save money on my home mortgage? You'd be surprised. Maybe you bought a house in the last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. You probably could save money if you would just pick up the phone and give Kim Williams a call today at 567-4223. Call today, 567-4223. NMLS number 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Bobby Humphrey, former member of the University of Alabama football team. As a father, coach, and mentor, I know how important safety and stability are to a kid. Consider being a foster parent or adopting from foster care. Open your heart and open your home and join the team. Please call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS for more information. That's 1-866-425-5437.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, this station, and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
Baker Metalworks wants you to stop replacing shingles year after year and put on a metal roof that stands the test of time. Durability, affordability, and style. Come see why a metal roof from Baker Metalworks just makes more sense. We offer 20 Valspar colors to choose from and a 40-year warranty. For the do-it-yourself or a contractor, Baker Metalworks will help you get the job done. Buy it today, pick it up today. We are located just south of Walmart in Troy. Delivery is also available. Look us up at BakerMetalworks.com, your metal roofing headquarters.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know you're
back in the news in 22 minutes after 10 o'clock.
That's going in the personal archive.
Few in the ditch. Folks need to stay home, but aren't. That's a text I just got from somebody who also made it into work. Everything is closed. Pretty much everything is closed. There are a few places here and there open, but not many. Not many. So there's really no reason to be out and about as you make your way around. Can somebody clip that last segment and send it to Professor Thomas to see if I can get a score, like an extra credit or something, for my Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting degree? I was pretty proud of that.
I know. You could see the pride in your face.
I couldn't even get it out. I was smiling so much.
Emily, who's Barron's biggest fan?
Barron Coleman.
No doubt about it. I'm my own P1.
Nobody loves Barron Coleman as much as Barron Coleman loves Barron Coleman.
Oh, come on. Everybody's favorite word is their own first name. That's just a fact.
That's not true. I always feel like I'm in trouble when I'm called by my first name.
What do people normally call
too.
You?
Hayes.
Really?
Hayes or E? Or old lady?
Or M?
Or M? But when I hear M, when I hear Emily...
But when you hear 80, doesn't that just warm your heart?
It does. But when Mama ever said 84, and you got the first and last name, you knew...
Don't make me go get Mr. Four.
You just wait till Albert Four gets home. No, that does just make your body chill when you hear your mother say, Robert Clay Sharp. You're like, oh, bleep. What's fixing to happen? Yeah. It's fixing to hit the fan.
That's a disadvantage of having six children. I don't think I can fire middle names off that fast. I'd be like, Smith Williams Jones, what is your middle name? I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore, but I cannot think for the life of me.
Y'all, for the last 15 years.
I don't even think my kids know their own middle names.
For the last 15 years, whenever my grandma was trying to get one of our, like, when we're all together for a family event, she'll go through. She's Brian, Alit, Aunt, Law, Emily. She's like, that's it, Grandma. Just get there when you can.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting the grandpa stage in.
Because you're already there?
I do the same thing. We was talking last night, and I kept saying Savannah, and Lauren's like, you know her name is Sarah. I'm like, oh, yeah, my bad. Sarah, Savannah. And we did that wonderful thing where all of our girls have S's for names.
We're all E except for Laura, and that's probably where we went wrong with her.
Oh, is that discount sister? Hey, you said it.
I didn't call her discount sister. She's getting married the second
week. I've heard it before.
Yeah. She's getting married the second weekend of April.
Well, congratulations.
It's also South Sounds weekend. I won't be there at the wedding.
Your own sister's getting married? You won't be there?
Yeah.
Your sister. Flesh and blood.
Uh-huh.
Is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be somewhere else.
The one weekend out of 52 in the year that I can't do anything but that festival, the same thing I've done for 7 years. And I said, hey, please, when y'all pick a date, please don't do it the second weekend of April.
Oh, so you think she did it that way on purpose?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like...
No doubt.
It's like Dick Clark's sister getting married New Year's Eve and expecting Dick Clark to be there. I can't miss South Sounds. We're not in a phase where I cannot be there, so...
So you're Dick Clark now. We got Casey Kasem.
I might be my own biggest fan, but I've never compared myself to Dick Clark.
I only used it as a comparison for event purposes. Hacky McHackerson.
Yeah, at least I know where I stand in this world.
Whatever.
I'm just Rich Thomas's student. You're Dick Clark.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, apparently.
I'm known throughout the state.
If you don't believe me, just ask her.
Barron Coleman, who is Emily Hayes' biggest fan?
Well, not Dick Clark, he's dead, but since he died, it's Emily Hayes.
All right, I can think of a couple of callers.
I can think of a couple of callers, too. Three or four, actually.
I want to go through the list. Okay,
let's do the list. Not doing the list on air. Not doing the list on air. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. You will not be branded as Emily Hayes' biggest fan.
I've had like 7 pots of coffee.
Who has?
I have.
Why?
Because I've been here since 4:30.
It's so hot in here.
It's hot in here because we're all in here.
That happens. I don't actually, because I wasn't planning on coming in today until I got up, I didn't actually have...
You didn't do any show prep?
Show prep or material.
Can we talk about Trey Gowdy's hair?
Yeah. I talking on the radio about Troy Gowdy's hair recently?
I think you said something yesterday in a replay.
About Trey Gowdy's hair?
Or the day before.
There was something that came up on one show about somebody that had the...
Trey's hair. Or maybe
said
it was...
if it weren't for Trey Gowdy, he would have the worst hair in Washington.
I think maybe it was Joey's show, because that's... I think that's the last show that
That's exactly
Barron
right. That's
live,
the last show I did live.
Show.
It was Joey's show Friday night, and I did say something about... was it Steve Bannon? His hair? There was somebody's hair, and I said if it wasn't for Trey Gowdy, he'd have the worst
Steve
hair in
Washington. Bannon, it wasn't Trey Gowdy. It was somebody else. I think there was a B in the name. I don't know. I did listen to the replay of that show.
And?
I listened to the replay of that show.
Oh. Well, usually there's like a...
I thought it was good.
Here's where I disagree with what you guys said.
No, I thought it was good. You know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the whole cryptocurrency. It sounds like something out of the Labyrinth.
So you think David Bowie's involved in this?
Yeah, if David Bowie was involved in it, I'd be right there in line, lockstep. What's up? God bless him.
I said it Monday when Nate was hosting.
You called in.
Nate just texted me.
To do
That's
your
right.
live spots.
But I can't remember who I was talking about. Who was I talking about, Nate? Nate's better than Siri. I mean, because with Siri, I at least have to alert Siri I need the answer. Nate just provides the answer.
Yeah.
Robert.
Hey, Ada Full Bear and Dick Clark, look how I'm doing today.
What's going on, Robert?
Hey, you see why I don't snow in Montgomery that much? It's the whole dick. Well, I'm glad y'all got Dick Clark in the studio. Y'all got to have a safe day. I just wanted to holler at
that. I appreciate that, Robert. So now, not only do they not call you Emily, they call you Dick Clark.
You throw that in with Deborah and Amy.
I just took my car to MPB to get fixed. And Brandon Turner's like, Amy finally decided to bring her car in. I thought I'd get my paperwork with the wrong name on it.
Your cats go outside at all?
Did my cats go outside?
Yeah.
Irene tried again to get outside yesterday. It's only twice that she's tried to slip past me. I don't know if something startles her before I get home. But, no, I don't let them outside.
No, what it is she's trying to run away.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, she knows.
That cat has,
she hears your keys jingling. She's like, here's my chance.
They have an entire one-bedroom townhouse to themselves. That's like the most expensive cat condo ever.
But they're cats.
They, trust me, they enjoy it.
God,
they find what they can and can't walk on.
Built them to live outside. Climb trees.
No,
kill squirrels.
Loretta is a dainty, cat, and she does not need to live outside.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. And Irene just, you know, she's learning her way in life. And if she wants the fancy feast, then she's got to keep her kitty butt inside. Why did you ask me that?
Well, because I let my dog outside today.
How did that go
And there
for
was
you?
3 inches of snow on the ground. It went fine for me. I was inside. I never
went outside.
But you
couldn't see the dog.
Well,
she's only like,
she's only 5 inches tall. And she stepped off the porch like she normally does. I think she saw the snow, but just assumed she'd walk right on top of it. And sort of fell head first into it. And then her back wheels came up off the ground. And then she sort of stammered and stuttered around. And she hopped up and looked up like, what the hell was that? And then she did a little U-turn and came up on the porch and looked at me. And I already had the porch door closed. And so she knew she wasn't getting back in until she peed. So did she go back out into the snow to pee? No. Popped a squat right there on the porch.
Oh, great.
And it froze within minutes.
Oh.
I mean, it was that cold.
Hmm.
Yeah, got a big old frozen.
We should find puddle. Some like Mr. Wizard experiments to do outside with the cold.
With the cold water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have y'all ever made snow cream, ice cream out of snow?
No.
You've never done that?
Wait, is this going to be inappropriate?
No. This is...
I mean, I always have to check with you.
Butter, sugar, cream, snow.
Don't look at me like that.
Amy.
Always have to
check.
I mean,
excuse me. Dick. No, I can't even remember. We made it a few years ago when it snowed. I don't think we did anything but just poured Eagle Brand's milk in with a bunch of snow and stirred it up and made ice cream out of it.
You know what we should do? We should go put that bottle of Maker's Mark outside in the snow. Let it chill.
Dry January, you knock yourselves out.
Nobody cares about your problems.
I guess we have some time to the Decemberists. Mariner's Revenge song. You may
not remember. I don't ever want to get any more crap for the stuff that I pick when you play this.
I thought my weird song was better than this.
We'll be back. But I remember you, and I
mother found so sweet. And so she took you in, her sheets still warm at him, now filled with filth and foul disease.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at ASE Credit Union. You know, when I was looking for a bank, I wanted three things. First, I wanted a lot of locations, many, many locations right here in the River Region. The second thing I wanted, absolutely free checking. No strings attached. The third thing I wanted was convenient, easy-to-use online internet access to pay bills, transfer money, and do those types of things. I found them all at ASE Credit Union. ASE has branches in downtown Montgomery, East Montgomery, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Prattville. ASE offers completely free checking. And ASE has a very easy-to-use, anybody-can-understand website. I'm telling you, there is no one else you need to use for ASE checking. Add into all of that the fact that ASE right now is offering 1.6% on 42-month CDs, 2.0% on 60-month CDs, and it's a no-brainer. Head to ASE Credit Union. Check them out today.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. They can get you the best price on your pawn, sure, and they have items that you won't find at any old pawn shop. You can find the best deals on TVs, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, tools, and more. Even interesting items like military memorabilia. And you know that you can count on Danny and the staff at High Caliber. They've been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. That's why you're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You're family. When it comes to personal protection, High Caliber Gun and Pawn has it all. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. The fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. All your firearms and ammo in one place. And the most unique pawn items anywhere. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Supposed to be a replay today because I was going to be recovering for one more day from the flu. I recovered a little faster than I anticipated.
And decided to skate to work this morning.
And then I decided to come on into work and it was like 4 inches of ice on the ground. It's the worst conditions I've ever seen in the city of Montgomery.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. The worst I've ever seen. Fresh made it in, though. He's a game player.
There you go.
He shows up on game day.
Fresh is awesome. You have got to interview him.
Oh, I need to. You know, he's been on here before for like just little 5-minute stints. Two or three times.
I know Joey had the Anthony on. Did you? Have you? You haven't
had the Anthony yet. No,
You need to try to get him on. That cat is funny.
Yeah, I need to get everybody. I need to get everybody in the whole company on at some point. But oh, yeah. I guess slowly work through it. I didn't get Terry Adams on. I was jealous because Nate had him on Monday. And I want to get him on. Because I want to explore the limits. You know, I want to, like, elasticize this thing. And And we'll have a lot of fun with it anyway. I'm Baron Coleman. I'm half the normal News and Views team. Jack, no one's really sitting in for Jack because we weren't supposed to be here today. Jack is also still recovering from the flu. I talked to him this morning. He's on the road to recovery. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a nasty flu, though, I'm telling you. One of the worst I've ever had.
Yeah, I went into a customer's house yesterday, and she just kind of looked at me, and she says, "Have you been around the flu?" I'm like, "Not yet." I hadn't been exposed to it. None of your youngins? Nope. And so she's knocking on wood. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Just won't be bringing that in here.
I don't blame you. It's nasty. Wow. I mean, it's not as fatiguing as the flus I've had in the past. I've had flu 4, 5, 6 times probably.
But did you have the respiratory stuff too?
I had the lungs. I'm still clearing it. It took me 4 solid days to begin to clear the lungs.
More like a pneumonia than a flu.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sits right in on you, and you can't catch a breath. So it's not fatiguing, but you can't get up and go to, there was a day or so I wouldn't even go upstairs.
Yeah.
Because if I had to walk upstairs, it just would have just winded me. Because, you know, if you figure, you blow all the way out, you're at 0, you breathe all the way in, you're at 100. There was a couple of days, I was like 40 to 60 was all I could breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was hitting nebulizer treatments from the kids. I was stealing their nebulizer treatments and hitting those and trying to clear the lungs up a little bit. And I finally got them cleared up enough. So they're probably like 10 to 90 now, which as an asthmatic, that's about all I get anyway, 10 to 90. But
you got the asthmas.
Oh, man. I've had them since I was a little boy. I don't use a rescue. I used to use a rescue inhaler like 6 or 8 times a day. I don't really use it much anymore. I use it, like, I've got the same rescue inhaler I've had probably for 3 years. And it's still got stuff in it.
Do you do the daily?
Now, I do a daily steroid at night, just an inhaled steroid.
Just one?
One whiff, one time a day.
So one of my kids has got that. And by the way, thank you to Donald Trump.
For?
Her maintenance inhaler that she uses went from $100 to $40 this year.
Why?
Because Donald Trump is making medicine great again. And he's bringing down the cost of drugs.
Amen.
Our copay went from $100 to $40. It went from $100 to $60, and then they've got a coupon that we use.
A coupon?
A coupon.
That was so cute.
So, anyhow, thank you, President Trump.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, no, that's it's a brutal flu. So I wasn't supposed to be here, but...
I got a text from John that said, "Sounds really great for an unplanned show."
Well, thank you, John. Oh, is that the John I know?
That's karaoke John.
Yeah, the John I know? That sounds like a beginning of a good song. The John I know. Could be set kind of like the Wino and I know. The John I know. That'd be a good song. We could make up lyrics to it since we don't have anything else going on for the next hour 20.
Sure.
I mean, what? I'm back.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah. Emily, bigger name on the other line. She had to leave for a moment.
Now, Dick
Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, she is the Dick Clark of the state of Alabama.
She is the Dick Clark of talk radio.
I had to do conference with Kristen and Fresh out in the... the area over there.
Oh, talk about
who is
class.
Who actually is here? Just Kristen, Fresh, and Sam.
Sam and Rich left, so it's
Sam three was of here us. When I got here,
I think three it's of the three us, of us, Fresh, and Fresh and Kristen. The A team.
The dedicated. No, I'm just kidding.
We need a black van out there with red stripes down the side.
You know, I tried for. It's been a year now. I've tried to get those jokers on the morning show to dress up like the A team and let us take some promotional photos. No, they won't do it.
Who's going to get the mohawk, though?
Me.
Oh, you're going to get the mohawk?
Yeah.
You're going to be Mr. T?
I was Mr. T as a child. I came out of the womb with a mohawk. The hair didn't grow on the sides of my head. It just grew in the middle and stood straight up. Dad said it was like a cross between Mr. T and Don King. It was unruly. I had to wear a lot of bonnets. I think my mom was ashamed.
You had the band around your head instead of the little bow in your hair.
No, I had full-on bonnets. We were living in Oklahoma City. And
she looked like a Mormon missionary in 1883.
Little house on the prairie over there.
Yeah. Where were Ma and Pa?
Whatever, I'm not ashamed. I own it. Anyway.
Let's take a break. 272-9228. We'll do that a short segment. We'll do a little longer one on the other side of the break. Guys,
This is the A-Team. It's a fun little show. I kind of like having nothing better than having something. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some really dangerous travel conditions remain and will remain for quite some time here in central Alabama. What was snow on the road is now more like packed ice, and the high temperature today may struggle to reach 30 degrees. We've been in the teens this morning with single-digit wind chills. I think later on this afternoon, wind chills will be in the teens. Tonight, clear and cold again. The overnight low temperature drops to about 17. Tomorrow, a bit of a recovery. Sunshine, that'll melt away some of the snow and ice with a high around 43, low tomorrow night around 20, and then on Friday. Low 50s sounds like a heat wave, right? Sunshine, still upper 20s on Friday night and lower 60s on Saturday. That sounds nice. You can stay up to date on all the winter weather with our free weather app. Trust me, it's really going to come in handy. Get it on your phone today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less.
Hey, move it or lose it, buddy.
And a little more.
Your wish is my command.
We do too. And while we can change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance. Price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing cost in half. 201-0199.
We're closing out the year here at Riverside. On many models, you pay what we pay.
After 21 years, even the old model is still here.
Come and see me.
2017 cruise in Malibu for employee pricing and $75 dock fee.
And on a remaining 17 Camaros, you pay what we pay.
The new half-ton 18 Silverados, including High Country and LTZ at employee pricing with a $75 dock fee.
For all your fleet and commercial needs, Riverside Chevrolet has flatbeds, pickup trucks, and vans.
With Chevy, it's Riverside.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Video from the
I asked not to see it and you did it anyway.
From the esteemed University of Alabama.
Don't start.
Alpha
Phi
Sorority. It's part of the process, all right?
Don't.
Part of the process, all right?
It's more of a high eye.
Aye.
Look, that I asked you not to play that because I hadn't seen it and I didn't want to see it. I don't care for things like that, regardless of what university. And you did it anyway, Baron.
Yeah, it's basically the...
it's horrible.
It's basically the worst piece of garbage you've ever seen. I mean, you can't even describe it. You really can't.
No, you can't. It's sad that... It makes me sad for the human race.
Yeah.
And it makes me think that some people just need to have their rear ends kicked just one good time to put them in place. So they realize how the real world works.
Well, she sounded real classy, though, at least.
She sounded like a Yankee.
Sort of like a Yankee.
Yeah.
Sort of like a Yankee.
She sounded self-entitled, too.
Yeah.
I don't like... Please don't ever...
I'm not going to play it on air. You can't possibly play it on air. You
no,
just have to bleep
no.
It
and
air.
Also, if I say, hey, man, I don't want to see that, maybe respect it.
Ah, come on. It's culture.
That's the lack of...
No. It's culture to know what the lack of culture looks like. To have stared it in the face and defeated it.
Overdone eyebrows and a Kylie Jenner lip kit.
Is that what you call that look?
That's what that girl looked like, yeah.
Overdone eyebrows? What are I don't know what that means.
Her eyebrows were overdone.
What does that mean?
That they're like, she filled them in and made them larger.
Over here. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
That is so like 5 years ago, too.
And what is a Kylie Jenner lip kit?
You know, the Kylie Jenner, so people can have lips like mine. Like, it's a lip kit.
Don't ever do that again, Kylie. Don't ever do that again. I'm having nightmares for the next 6 years of 84 coming at me with his lips peeled back.
Like those wax lips.
Gonna laugh in my face like Lauren did.
Two weeks worth of Copenhagen.
Gross.
Sliding out of there.
Let's see what the president has to say.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
And has he been wrong? That pen is predictive.
Hey. Look, I'm really rich.
See?
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Not everything's going to happen, boys and girls.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair. I swear.
I want to say that that's when he was in Mobile at Ladd Peebles Stadium, because we had a very windy day, and Ladd Peebles was like 4 blocks from my house on Michigan Avenue, or my apartment.
The first one or the second one?
The toupee one.
No, like, I'm talking about the first time he went. I went the second time.
Because I still lived there, and it was an extremely windy day. And you know, you got everything rolling in off the bay, and there was a lot of concern about what was going to happen with his hair. God bless it.
I don't wear a toupee. I mean, it's my hair. And it's my hair. You know, he's very expressive. He talks with his hands.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody like that.
What does the Godfather say? Like, how you can tell someone's Italian, you tie their hands and
they can't talk.
That's how you shut an Italian up, tie their hands together.
No. What have you brought up over there?
I haven't brought up any songs yet.
Okay,
anything you want to hear going out?
Is that just the stuff that you listen to normally?
No, this is... I don't know. I don't know who played this last, because it's Biggie Smalls, Mo Money, Mo Problems. I did listen to that at like 3 in the morning, though.
Is N.W.A. on there? I asked kindly for the meters a while ago.
I'll play the funky meters going out. I played...
How about some Two Live Crew?
I played the Puff Mace Duo Dancing Trilogy this morning between 3 and 4 a.m.
Nice.
I did. I played them in order, too. I played... oh, gosh, what was the original one? Can't Hold Me Down, Can't Break My Style, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down, whatever that one was.
Yeah.
So I played that one first. Then I played Mo Money, Mo Problems. Then I played, oh, gosh, what was the third one? It was the Biggie Smalls song. Broken glass everywhere. If there ain't about the money, Puff, I just don't care. That one. Whatever that one is.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Anyway, there's three videos in a row where Puff and Mace are both dancing in front of a camera, various cameras.
There was like a certain camera angle at that time too, like in '97.
Yeah.
That like Missy Elliott's "I Can't Stand the Rain" was filmed with the same kind of camera angle. Yeah. There was, I think, there was some, what's her name, Aaliyah stuff filmed the same way. Are you looking it up now?
Yeah, I am.
You know, Mace, like, got out of it and became a preacher, and now he's trying to get back into it.
I think he realized preaching didn't pay as well.
Life is hard.
That's what happened to poor old MC Hammer.
I think it's just Hammer now. That was my first concert, by the way. MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, and TLC.
I wish I were you.
Oh, that was pretty cool. I mean, I am Dick Clark. Cool.
Well, I mean, you just get whoever you want. Did they just come to your house and play?
Yeah, pretty much.
At your birthday party?
Yeah. And it was at Boutwell. My stepdad headed up an inner city youth program in Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
And they had like a boatload of tickets to take the kids to and stuff. And so Elizabeth and I got to go. And Elizabeth had just permed her hair. So she's like blonde, permed. Mom had us in matching outfits. Like we were in white t-shirts and like stonewashed jeans that like were way too short, and then the white socks with the frilly stuff because you fold them over, and Keds, and I had a Dorothy Hamill haircut. We were the biggest freaking nerds there to see MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, and TLC.
You had stonewashed. You've got to go acid washed. You can't go stonewashed.
Been Around the World was the other one of the trilogy. In that order. Can't Hold Me Down, Mo Money, Mo Problems, Been Around the World.
You know, Puff Daddy has made so much money just going, Yeah.
Oh, do you remember?
That's right.
There was an onion.
That's all he does.
There's an Onion article. Now, that's not true. He did a most of that memory song to Biggie Smalls after he got shot and killed. The one that was a ripoff of the Sting song.
It is. It's I'll be Missing You is Every Breath You Take. You know what he did? Do you remember when he did the Godzilla soundtrack in like 97, 98? And he covered Kashmir, but it wasn't Kashmir. It was Come With Me. And the whole beginning of the song is, yeah. That's right. It's so good. We have to listen to it in the break.
I will. There was an Onion article that came out. And I'll pull it up and read it because it's that funny now that we're talking about it. They noticed the same thing you and I noticed, which is Puff Daddy didn't have a lot of musical talent. Let's see here. Okay. Here's the headline. New rap song samples Billie Jean in its entirety. Adds nothing. Noted rapper producer Sean Puffy Combs released his hotly anticipated new single Tuesday, The Kid, THAKIDD. The Kid, in quotes, is not my son. Which samples Michael Jackson's 83 smash Billie Jean in its entirety and adds nothing. Here's his quote. When I was in the studio mixing and recording, I decided The Kid would work best if I kept all the music and vocals from the original version and then didn't rap over it, Combs said. So what I did is I put this tape with Billie Jean on it, and then I hit record. The thing turned out great. Combs' current number one hit, Eye of the Tiger, is dedicated to slain rapper Notorious B.I.G.
Oh my god! Like I really want you to hear the. Do you remember the Kashmir thing? Because he had Jimmy Page. Like I think it was on SNL perform with him. It was on some late night show, and it was that Godzilla Silverchair was on that. Actually, that soundtrack was not that bad, because there was like an unreleased Silverchair cut on there. There was a really great Ben Folds 5 song on there.
What was the
Godzilla soundtrack? And I will tell you, you want to talk about lazy, Green Day put brain stew, or the label put brain stew on that soundtrack for Godzilla, and the only thing they did differently was put in the Godzilla roar at certain measures.
Is this clean? Can I play it on the air?
The puffy thing?
Yeah.
I cannot remember, so I'd rather us listen in the break.
I got a dump bug. We'll see. Oh, it's a music video with
Why did you do
animation.
That? Just play the track. Uh-huh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Come on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's all he added to it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, I even know the words of this song.
But he looks cool, you know?
No, it's like... Oh, yeah, the uh-huh yes are still going. There's lyrics to it. He tried. He gave it his best effort.
Remember when he said he was going to run a marathon? And he ran it in like 6 hours or something, and he acted like he ran a marathon? He called it Diddy Runs the City.
I do not remember
It was the
that.
New York City Marathon. You don't remember that?
No.
I missed that. He is a master promoter. Say anything you want about him, but the man understands promotion. He does.
When he made those kids walk like 20 miles to go get them some ice cream from somewhere when he was doing the Making the Band thing. Y'all remember when he was doing the Making the Band thing? Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
Y'all know way too much about Sean Puff Daddy Combs.
Dave Chappelle had a whole skit about him sending kids like from Tribeca to Long Island to go get him something from a bakery, and they had to walk.
I watched Dave Chappelle's two new specials that he just put up on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
The first one wasn't that good. The second one was dynamite.
Oh, man.
Dynamite.
You can watch it in mere moments.
Oh, God. How exciting.
Yes, yes. You watch it in mere moments. I'll tell you about it when we get back. It really is. It's a fascinating look. It's obviously cut very, very recently. And it's sort of an intimate setting. The crowd's very close to him. He's sitting down on a stool. He's not standing up. And he's commenting on, like, Harvey Weinstein and Louis C.K. and some of that. He it's funny. It's pretty good. All right, guys,
Do you not know what time it is?
Pushing 11 o'clock.
You okay?
Yeah, well, that time of day when I get a little hungry and tired and... Still a little fatigued now.
Brain a little foggy.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you do dry January.
You know what?
It just messes with your entire molecular makeup of your body.